Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Plenty of reasons to be happy this week. Of course, content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is with me in studio to tell us about some of the good news stories. How are you doing this
week? Good, thank you. I'll try to keep it upbeat and light.
Yeah. I only like positive news. It's 20 past 12 on a Wednesday afternoon. The lotto winners in Limerick.
Yes, this is a bizarre story. So a two-person syndicate. I don't know if you can call it a syndicate when there's two people involved.
A duo,
yeah. The duo that have won the lotto in Limerick. So it's 5.5 million. Such a huge sum to win, and it's amazing. In Kildymo in Limerick, it was claimed in the Mace shop there. And the couple have been doing the same numbers for the past couple of years. They don't express how many years, but they said they've been doing the same numbers for the last couple of years, and they were watching the draw live on TV. And when the numbers appeared, she knew straight away. But she had to think, where's the ticket? They had buried it in their back garden, Andrea. So I don't know whether it was for luck. They don't actually express what they meant or why they did it.
Sorry, do they always bury the ticket?
I don't know, to be honest. This isn't actually clear from the online article, but it says that they had an empty jar left over from one of their dinners, so I assume a takeaway or something like that. They cleaned it out, put the ticket inside and buried it, and it's been there for the past couple of weeks. And then, lo and behold,
the numbers
came up on screen. But they've been doing these numbers for the past couple of years. They've always had these numbers. And I'm never one to really do the lotto. I do it on and off.
Yeah.
But I know an aunt of mine always did the same numbers as well. It's kind of, people do birthdays and things like that. But imagine picking the same numbers years and years and years, and then lo and behold, they come up on the screen, the ticket's in the garden.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering why the ticket is in the garden, for safekeeping. I mean, I thought you were going to tell me they'd lost the ticket.
No, they hadn't lost the ticket. It was safekeeping in the garden. Now, 5.5 million, you'd be booking a one-way ticket around the world, yeah, they would at this rate.
Life-changing amount of
money. No immediate plans, but they said Fair City was on that night and they can't remember what happened in the episode because they were so excited.
Superb. That is an incredible story. From Formula One to Formula Woman.
Formula Woman. Andrea, one of Ireland's female motorsport drivers is to represent Ireland in what is the Global Nations Cup Motor Racing Showdown in December. So this is...
Sorry, just to clarify before someone starts giving out to me. It's called...
Formula Woman.
The Formula Woman Cup, isn't it?
It's a new... it's the world's first and only all-female motorsport community, Formula Woman. And it's going to be held in Dubai, the qualifying event in the Dubai Autodrome in December. And Hannah Selsey is going to represent the Republic of Ireland there. So she says she's excited to represent us.
I've always had the passion and the interest in cars and motorsport growing up, and I was given the opportunity to do my first track day in the UK 2 years ago. I've since competed in Mondello Park in the Fiesta Z-Tech Championship, and I've also competed in a sprint race in the UK, which I came 8th in class out of 34. I'm honoured to have been able to come so far in such a short amount of time in my motorsport journey. I'm super excited to be able to represent my country and show that girls can race too.
So 50 of these world's leading female drivers from 25 countries around the world will be representing their country at this event in Dubai in December. And Hannah Selsey is going to be representing the green, white and gold, hopefully qualifying for the Global Nations Cup next May in Dubai.
Had I have known? I did a day down at Mondello about 2 years ago.
She's sure you could have been there with her. You could have been giving her a run for her money. Hannah will probably be listening now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she might bring me out for a spin. Obviously, just now to clarify, this was down at the organised track days. There's loads of different car companies.
Yeah, loads there, yeah.
BMW one. But it was... such
thrilling. And you know what? Drive to Survive has brought on a lot
of people.
That's
where,
female taking on the
flag. Fair play to Hannah. Congratulations to her. That's pretty impressive for sure. The Irish rap trio. I wonder how they feel about this.
You've heard of intergenerational trauma, right?
Right.
Our history.
Our history has become
our biology.
It's like the trauma our ancestors suffered
has inserted itself.
Has actually inserted itself into our genetic code. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Psychological reverberations.
Reverberations.
The troubles.
The troubles. I've got f***ing troubles.
Andrea, Kneecap, what a film.
And I actually haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, look, it took cinemas by storm this year. And they had premieres in Belfast in Dublin. And they were even here with Pat.
Yes, they were. Yeah.
And they're just such good guys. And the film was just amazing. And writer-director Richard Pepiot, he was the director. And the rap trio have come for 14 nods at the British Independent Film Awards this year. So they're leading the field with 14 nominations. I don't know how they feel about being up for Best British Independent Film.
Yeah, and then the Irish language
Yeah,
trio,
Irish language trio. Yeah, but like,
have they commented about this yet?
I haven't seen them comment out them yet. You kind of maybe expect that they might have said something, but yeah, made up of DJ Provy, Makara, and Mowgli Bop. They're up for Best Director, Best Screenplay, the Douglas Hitchcock Award, Best Casting, Cinematography, the whole lot. There's 14 there, and like, I think it's just a great representation for Ireland, number one, but also they're going forward for the foreign language representation at the Oscars next year. Colleen Keane did so well last year for Ireland and kind of put us on the map. Another Irish language film. Maybe it's a sign of things to come. Absolutely. That they're going to do a little bit well.
They got the most nominations.
Yeah, they're leading the field.
The British Independent.
And actually, yeah, and there's 9 nominations for The Outrun that Saoirse Ronan is starring in. So hopefully Saoirse might get a little Oscar nom as well. Finally, maybe take home the glory.
Fantastic. Now,
Andrea,
that always makes me happy.
I know that always puts a smile on your face. I was thinking, I was trying to pick which one.
One of my favourite tunes.
But yes, are you a soccer fan?
No, you don't
really follow. Well, you might now.
Why, you're Wesley?
Charlie FC in the UK were bought or invested by Shane Lynch, Keith Duffy from Boyzone, and Brian McFadden of Westlife fame last year. So they put in a share or took over a share in the club, and they're doing like successfully well from this. The chairman in the club has said, from their investment, they've been able to put in new pitches, get new jerseys, put in like loads of investment into the club, and they're seeing a great success from it. So like, you've seen,
they've bought a share in the club.
Yeah,
in England, is it?
Yeah, so it's in Chorley. It's in near Rochdale, kind of near Manchester as well, where Brian McFadden lives. So it's kind of his local club. Now they are in the National League, which is kind of 6 tiers below the Premier League, which would be kind of the main one. But we've seen success stories like this, like Ryan Reynolds and Robert McElhenney in Wrexham, and you've seen Welcome to Wrexham across Disney Plus and stuff like that. And Brian says, like, they're not going to tell them how to play football, because the lads, I can imagine the last time they were playing was probably back in Dublin. But they said there's a real sense of community in Chorley, and they like, they came from North Inner City Dublin, stuff like that. They were like, it's a home away from home from them now, and they're kind of hoping to, I suppose, maybe hit the big time, maybe do a little documentary like that of Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds. But like, I don't know, if you weren't a Westlife fan, or if you were a Westlife fan and you weren't a soccer fan, you might be now. The fans say that there's more women at the matches now.
Right.
So more of a female attendance, maybe, to try and catch the lads' attention.
Boost the numbers. But sure, wasn't Nicky Byrne? He was a...
Nicky Byrne played for Celtic once upon a time. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, before his Westlife time.
So maybe he's a little bit better than Brian McFadden, but the lads are hoping to put a bit of investment, and they are doing well.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well for Chorley.
Good stuff.
I just wonder when people are going to get bored. about, for the record, those shorts are worn by thousands upon thousands of Irish men at home, so I don't think it would be right for me to say that that's in any way a style icon thing, but I do love them, and I champion men wearing shorter shorts, so yeah.
That is, of course, the voice of Paul Mescal at the Gladiator premiere in Australia. And lo and behold, there is a Paul Mescal lookalike competition happening tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Smithfield. Like, I actually was thinking of heading down myself.
Yeah.
I could don the O'Neill shorts and the hoodie.
You played GA, don't you? I've often seen you in your O'Neill shorts.
Absolutely. And there's a lookalike competition happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Smithfield Square. The Lighthouse is also in Smithfield, where the Gladiator premiere will take place tomorrow night.
I know.
Paul Mescal would be in. I'm actually going to be going to it.
Are you? Yeah.
So I can't wait. So I might head down at 1 p.m. and camp out in the O'Neill shorts. But like, there was a Timothy Chalamet competition in New York at the weekend, a lookalike competition, and he turned up. He heard about it and turned up.
I wonder, will Paul Mescal enter the
frack? Absolute bedlam. But I don't think Paul's like, he's on the red carpet at 6 o'clock. So 1 o'clock, he might.
He'll have plenty of time. For the Paul Mescal lookalike competition, I mean, what sort of numbers are we expecting?
Numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd say there might be a good few. There's a prize involved. So the winner will walk away with 3 pints or €20 plus bragging rights. So, like, I think that's, I take that absolutely every day of the week.
Surely there's a pair of shorts in it as well.
Yeah,
there has to be.
Yeah, sure, a pair of fresh O'Neill shorts.
100%. Well, it's best to look, I suppose, to all the Paul Mescal lookalikes and your good self as well. Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM. Cathal, thanks a million, as always, for joining us here with all of the little reasons to put a smile on your face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.